Begin the current daf. Mesechtes Sanhedrin of Tess. We begin the Mabez. Begin Tess Mazda. Begin the Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael says Lo Ilmein Nereg. Now it doesn't get killed. Actually, you pishnei eid of Masrim by until the two witnesses went and warned him. Now, so it's Tess from Timothy Tess asks to take a look and says we can say what, but it's not Beilei Nagelam. We learn the Mishnah on Makas of Tess and Beis. Rabbi Yisrael Oymei says Asoyin Nereg. The enemy gets killed and they shu kamud because he's like a deliberate umuscha and like as if he's warned. And I thought he has to actively be warned. So since he's actually prepared to come into Makas, and the Abba Beit Parchel, the Gemara actually asked this question. So the Gemara answers, that's going actually is like or is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, but actually he himself actually holds that he actually would have to be actively be warned. I think it's nice to begin this, the Gemara, Plukta de Ben Zakkai. So the Gemara brings another answer. They explain the Machlis Remain the Chachamim, if Maita Shemer is a 23 or 3. Talking about where the witnesses brought that the husband brought that she was Mizana were refuted with Bedikas and not with the Chakiris. And the Machlekes are the Chacham Ben Zakkai if that would nullify it or not. So therefore that would make a difference if we're handling on Din Nefashas, only Din Nemamenis, which would be enough with three, the Chum hold, that it's not Mecheshas, and so it's still handled on Nefashas, and therefore you need 23. So that's Taisa's theme, it's a wonder, because the Mashma, it sounds like the Koya Ayabayat. It's going back on what Abai said. Dama that he said, the kolam mechushim lalas. That according to everyone, we concern the lalas. If that's the case, so Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, he nami b'chav gimach, it still be with 23. Avagav the iskachas Reb Bedikas, even though it was referred with Bedikas, the chashim were still concerned. Shem yivoyu edach machem. Other witnesses are going to come along. Chazinta the shemzan, and that's bein lepesher according to bein lepesher main time. According to either one of those interpretation, whether it's that word's going to get out and witnesses are going to come, or that's going to be a mitzlas on dayanim. Either way, you have to be concerned to have 23. Bisham says we can say the Meir is tomaka going to Amri Hanoch Sahadi. Tomorrow, where those witnesses said Lahayasham Eracha, that they said no, there was no other witness, and they were not concerned to require for 23. Now, but time of the Rabbanon, best of Mishleisha. So why then, according to Rabbanon, do you require 23? So the Pesher Ben Tam, according to Ben Tam, or Mafarsha Ben Tam. The Ayri Ritoma Kishakishu Edea Av, Toma, where the witness of the father refuted Hakasha Gemura, total refutation. So, Avagav, the Lekalamechish Lasad Achrina, even though there's no concern for other witnesses, like we said, but still you have to be concerned, Shemi Yazim S. Edea Av. Maybe that they're going to do Hazama onto the father's witnesses, and the way the Bach makes the words, Bhabakamoy, Lehikishim, and it's going to make it like as if they did not have a kasha. And therefore, Vitzarach, Nami Chav Gimel, they were going to require also 23. Or you know, another part you could say is, Ari, we're talking about the Yesh Labal, Shnei Ki Te Edom HaMechishim Zu'ezu, Bebedikus. That the Edom of the husband has two sets of witnesses that refute each other in the Bedikus. So like Lamechish, Lermeya, Le'edom Acherim, or according to Meir, you don't have to be concerned about other witnesses that fully avoid you, even if they're going to come, ultimately, by default, with one of the pairs of witnesses, you, Mechasha, Meir, Bebedikus, is going to be refuted from the other ones with their bedikas. Whereas Rabban, according to Rabbanon, ikal meichesh leid machem, you still have to be concerned for other witnesses, because achash the bedikas love klum, because just being refuted by bedikas in contrast to chakiris is nothing. Or inami, another part you could say is the edi ha'av, the witness of the father, hazim leid ha'bal, did hazama to the edim of the husband. To the kulam, the korn, you don't have to be concerned for any other ones. And because hazam was done. And the time of the Rabbanan, and the reason the Rabbanan, the Bechav Gimel, that you need 23, Shum covered Rishayim, is because of the concept of the dignity of the earlier judges. Even if Hazama was done before the Gemar Din, and Kol Shekein La'ach Gemar Din, after the Gemar Din, thus it's Fei Shaper, that makes more sense to have Bechav Gimel as 23. Because it's like, oh, now the only three, what happened to the other 20? But according to Rabbanan, there's a couple of Rishayim, there's no application of honor for the first ones. L'hoyikan Chiv Misa, that there was no chiyuv misa d'chashav bebedikas because they refuted with the bedikas, so there was no need in really on chiyuv misa at all, and therefore it's not considered like as a chasar and covered rishayim them as if like oh that they weren't valid. Next test master begins with the Gemara. Eidei ha'av ne'rogim shamamam. The witnesses of the father, they get executed and they have to pay money. So if the husband witnesses that his wife mazana and the father's witnesses do hazama to them, so the witnesses of the husband get killed, they don't have to pay money. But if the other witnesses have hazama done to them, then they have to, they get executed and they have to pay. So it says Taisa's Tema, it's a wonder, because Damai Nadogin, why are they getting executed? The Matzah Amri, why can't they say, Loi L'chayiv Eidei Baal Banu? We weren't coming to incriminate the witnesses of the husband to be executed. El L'chayiv Baal Mamun, because we were just coming to hold the husband responsible for the penny. Because Kimish Lehistra Ben, since they didn't warn them, because the Eidim Zayman Leboy Yisro, they don't need a warning. As the Gemara Ksubas Daf Lama Gimel V'Kai Gav Namin L'Kaman, so the Gemara says later on Perkoy Yibodkin on Daf Memav Menav Man Da Amachav Ein Atzarech Asra, according to the one who holds that a Tamachav does not need a warning. So Eidin Arim Harasa, so the warnings of an Arim Harasa, that's a Chaveira, that's a learned woman in that organ, they don't get executed. They could say Loisa Bailabanu, we were just coming to make her forbidden, but we didn't know that she was going to get killed. So I wanted to say the same thing over here. But you can say about the Hachashan, here it's different because Kivan Shayyidin, they know the Bon Lahargis to Isha, that they were coming to execute the woman. So Yayidin Shayyargis, and now they know that the witnesses obviously are going to get executed in Muzmu if they're going to do Hazama to them, because you have Shayyid Liya Zebelezi, you can't have one without the other. They didn't know that she was a learned woman. Or additionally, they didn't know that a learned person does not need a warning. Not because generally a person needs a warning. But the parakhas, and this is the Gemara asks over there, Ish Chabera, so a learned woman, the Kaimelon, that we hold a Lib de Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that the Mikdala, that she gets killed, so how could you have such a case? So it says, have a Muslim, the Gemara could have answered, that they know that she's a learned, and they know that a learned person does not need a warning. That would have answered, obviously, the question, like we're saying. Next is Master Begin the Gemara. Mamun Lazeb and the Fatras Lazeb. Oh, so the you're good. In this case, they're going to be chayiv because it's the money's to one person and the life liability for someone else. Isis says, Had the Maksha Perkates, the regular this Gemara asked him about Kamad of Chafu Bez and Abez. Tayyis Maskal, the Maskal, big deal, but they discussed the Patri Hasim that the big D. The Patri Hasim that the Gemara exempts over there, Philip Bigdi, the Chad, Va'av, the Chad, even though the goat belongs to one person and the slave belongs to another one. So it says, my first Makamacha, that's explained in another place, which over there Tayyis discusses. He brings from the Rivam that whoever runs after his friend is considered Misa with Shumla Echad because it's Machai Misa for each one, and everyone has to save. To kill it, to save the one who is being pursued. Ben Tam answers that only by Eidim Zayman do we save Misa Lezeb to Shulman Zechayim, because you need to have cash to each one. But that's what Taisa is discussed over there. Next, this Master begins the Gemara with Tzayne Rashahu. That if a person says, plainly van Tzayne, the person sodomized me with my will, so he can't combine to kill, because according to his words, he's a Rosh and he's Pasal Vaedis. So says Taisa. So this is says Tosis that the Afagav the Rava by Rasha the Chamas, although that the Gemara later on tells us that Rava requires to be invalid for testimony specifically a wicked person of Chamas, like the pasuk says of thievery. Perik Zabar later on the Chamzayim and Alv. Hi, Kamay Rasha the Chamasu. He is actually the equivalent of a wicked person of Chamas. Meaning, it's similar to the categorical description of someone who eats not kosher for his desires. Because he's violating for his own personal pleasure on the intention of his creator. He would do the same thing for benefit of money. He may check and he would falsely testify. In contrast to someone that's, let's say, does the lahachas. Here, it's considered similar to that where he also does it for his personal desires of sodomy. Says Taisus, this is the Gemara says within the Chavam Beis, Chashal Arayis. If someone suspects regarding Arayis immorality, Chashal Eidus is kosher for testimony. That seems to be not like what we're saying. So Pishpur Gondish Rashi explains, Lav de Ika Zahadi Shabala Erva. It's not that there's witnesses that he had been intimate with Erva, because that would be problematic, like we're saying over here. The Shu Gaspar Arayis just means that he's very friendly with forbidden relationships, and Mesiachin Mamani secluded with them. So that's what we're saying, that he's still kosher Eidus. Now, Hai de Kamar, we say, Arbom Bekaspe Bekasher. We give him 40 lashes, and then he's valid. That's because we do give lashes just for being secluded with all forbidden relationships, except for a married woman. which we don't want to give suspicion on our children, the Malkin Alei Tov Hashmoku is we actually give lashes just for bad reports. Or not additionally, you could say Hasam Kasher, the reason why it's valid over him, Shem Nitzu Tekfa Kolkach, because his desire overpowers him so much, B'chashav Ka'onis, and it's considered like, okay, it was beyond his control. But for sodomy, in Yitzhak of a Kokach, the inclination does not overpower so much, and therefore it's considered like Mumulati oven. Well, Inami, another part you could say is Hachanami Hirotza actually Yitzhak Takvoy. His inclination is pushing him. Bekoshal Idris Acheris, and yeah, he'll be valid for other testimony, but Veloy Ar Revia, but not on this actual thing that he's testifying for the sodomy, the Choshad Al Hadavar, because when you suspect regarding something, Loy Donab, let me eat it. So then, as the Gemara says, Mechares Daf Lamed, you cannot judge such a thing, and neither could you testify. Now, the part of the Makis is that the Gemara asked in the first part of the Makis, the Vav Medalf, near Vyatzel. So the one who is sodomized should go ahead and actually cause the safety, where that's based on the principle when there's the Edis of three people, and one of them turns out to be Karba Apostle, the whole Edis is bottled. So the Gemara asks, so when someone sodomized someone, the actual sodomized person should also be considered as an aid, because he's seeing what's happening, and so the whole aid should be bottled. So that says Tosis. So according to what we explained, Ein Lefarish don't explain Yatzel that he should save Lefishu Apostle, because he's puzzled to testify because of the guy who sodomized him forcibly, which that's what it would seem to explain. The Dumi Daharig Yatzel, similar to the question of the victim of the murder that we said for the same reason should also say no, because the Hachamuchach here it's obvious to La'ansai Kasher that actually if he was raped, it actually is Kasher. Ve'ain Sainoi Kamoi Harag, and therefore there's not considered like an enemy, like someone that killed him. Boy, moreover, the Harag Gufe that by the guy who was executed himself, that you could say Mitzin Lafarish, the Lame Mitzel Machmas sin is not invalid because of hatred, Machmas should treif, it's only because he has a moral defect, Vein Ro Lahoid, and therefore is not fit to testify. More of a situation of near the fashion would seem to explain the Hassam that over there that Menir Bilaritsaini Park, that rather it's talking about that someone that had sodomy willingly, and therefore they're asking that it should be possible for Edus. Now, Avagav to the Rava Kasher, even though according to Rava, we see over here that Nir Bilaritsaini is Kasher because it's not Eid Hamas. So you could say, Hasam Ari, there's talking about Shesh Edim Shinibul Ritzain, that there are witnesses that it was sodomized willingly. And the Az Einir Olahoy then is not fit to testify. And if that's the case, so then Rabbi Nimtza Eirech Min Pasel, so it's finding one of them to be invalid, where the way Edus Matela, then the testimony is invalid, where the Nirv himself is considered carved for his own Edus. So this Ktas Kasha is a little bit difficult. Why? Because Kivan de Benir Valur Tzayin Ari, since you tell me they were talking about that he was sodomized willingly, so then Mechinim Nakat, so then for nothing did the Gemara ask over there that Lipsaif at the end, Horig Vireveya Yatzel, that the murderer and the one who sodomized, they should save themselves, because they're also considered witnesses, and Adam Karvetz Latzmai. And Peter Shetzil Latzmam, they should save themselves. Because the Menir Sinai, the Maribe, because since you tell me that the guy was sodomized willingly, so Habamatzal Mifrach, the Gemara could have asked Akati Shiatzal Asatzmai, that he's considered aid and should save himself, that he's considered a carven and would invalidate the testimony. So it says Vyeshma Farshim, some explain that the Shaila of the Gemara were there was from situation, the Maharg Venirva. From the victims, Kshem Kurevim, when they're relatives of the perpetrator, that's what they're asking the Yatzel that they should save. And therefore should nullify the testimony through that. And if you're gonna say that Hachanami, that you're right, that the Eidah should be brought in such a situation. Haksiv Bey, it says in Shema Yisrael Aleph, Makav Ve'imari, that he gets killed. What do you mean? Af Bishu Karv, even though, what do you mean? That he's a relative of the one who's being hit. And V'nir V'nami, the one who sodomized also, Ksiv Erev Zavicha, says that the Erev of your father, and Vikalaman the Dorsha Kaman, there is someone later on the Darshans and Abdendal Manaf, Erev Zavicha Mamish. So you know, so you see that he's being punished, even for his relative, which Tyson Yavamis says that regarding the murderer, there is a raya that he gets killed on his relative, but regarding the reveya, there's no raya because regarding Eris Aviv, it's only chiv karas. There's no raya also that in the situation of chiv misa, when the hayrig is the car with an erig, that you would kill him. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, and a person does not make himself into a wicked person. So Rabbi says, when someone says, playing around with Tzaini, he's not believed with the testimony on himself, because your Karev is lots, but he can't make himself into the Rosh. So therefore, he's not possible to aid this. And they went with someone else to testify regarding the Reveya, and that is, you're splitting his words and you're accepting only what he said plainly, Rabbi, but not accepting what he said that he did the Reveya to him. So says, the Hiksha Rib Reb Mordechai. The Rivam asks, when the Kama Abipak raised the Ksubis. When witnesses said, "Oh, this is our handwriting," but we were forced then, or we were minors, or we were invalid witnesses, whichever one it is. Someone that believed to invalidate. Says, we didn't learn. Only if they're saying a legitimate reason, they were forced because it would have been a threat to life. They were forced, so to speak, because of money. Then they're not believed. My time, what's the reason? Because ain't no mesim matzmerash. A person cannot make himself into a wicked person. But Rava who demasik hasam is Rava who comes out over there and says hasam hachi, and that's how Rava comes out over there. Now the question is, so that's Rava, and this is Rava over here too. So Bahashan now Maila Bagin and the Buddha, so why don't we split his words like he says over here? Nemnu, now let's believe the witnesses, but might they come with what they said Shayanusin that they were forced, because that they are believed, and split it. But not in the part that they say because of money. So then that should be that should invalidate the document. Because then they would be believed. Similarly, they believed over here to say plain Nirvani. So that says near it would seem that the Hidik Subas, that actually the Egomar Subas Asikimand Ambesh Yibesh Nechen goes according to the one who says in Baba Basra Daf Kovlamadal and Beis, which discusses specifically regarding if the husband says he divorced his wife already from a while, which is not believed regarding that. But the question is regarding would we accept what he's saying that we would say she's like divorced from here on? That we would divide his word and believe in what he says that she's divorced. And we don't believe in what he said that she was already divorced. And the question, the Gemara is from the words of Rava, the husband testifies on that person that he had was Baal Ishtai. So we divide his words and we believe him that person was Baal Ishtai B'issa, but we don't believe him regarding his wife that because the person is Karbet Zal Ishtai, so that we are Mechalik the Dibur of the person. So the Gemara says that, yeah, that we don't divide the words of that same body only in two different bodies. So says the loy pagina dibur bechad gufa, that we don't divide the words by one body, perish bechad gufa, by one body. For example, kamegarash des ishti, the guy says I divorced my wife. Loy pagina dibur bechad gufa, we don't divide his words with one body. Loy, in other words, to say loy mehem l'shavar, in one person, one thing, say oh. We don't trust you for the past. Muhammad Labo, we believe you for the future. No, for that you can't say that you accept a part of his words that she's divorced, but you don't accept what he said in the past, because it's on that person that was divorced, and it's only when you testify regarding two different gufim, two different bodies, let's say b'chein and says b'chein anusin. So when the guy says we were this gemara ksubis, we were forced because of money.
Shalatzma who made Cain, that is on himself that he's testifying. The memnis leishu on this, if you believe him that it was oinus, nem nishu machmas mamon nenis, then you have to believe Moses that it was forced because of money. So too, because it's only by two different gufim that we make such a thing. But as ever by nishu machmas mamon, you can't make it halfway. And so it says, v'chem plein rabbi lert Sinai. So too, the halacha that the guy says, hey, this guy sodomized me to my willing. That Elifarish, don't explain to Le Mehemet that we don't believe, but my decom lert Sinai. So that's going to qualify importantly how to understand this. It's not like we don't believe what he says, oh, according to my will, el pagin diburi, that we like split his words, limit to say, oh, shardavay lo einzer, like, okay, we'll translate it like the way it makes sense, that he sodomized him against his will. No, because again, that would be the case of the beginning of the bur b'chad kufa, then that would be the same problem, but splitting the words in one body, or b'miktsas mehemen, a high gufa, like we're believing part of it on that body, but mixes lemon and the part of it, don't believe it, but that doesn't work. No. El pagina leimar, when we say we divide it to say shardava, that's it. We believe that it was sodomy. Avalish shardavay, we don't believe him that it was regarding to him. So that's where we go ahead and split it, but not it's just we accept only the word Rava, and we don't take Lertzina, but not going to take Lertzina and like say, oh, we'll use it for this, but not for that. So therefore, it's like two different gufim. We're not considering him at all. Chimuchach, so too is obvious, meplein Rava Shairi, from the case of this guy sodomized my ox. Diaver, I mean, had we say, there was a question that came up, had we say, Adam Karb ate some money, the person is considered close or relative to his money, to his shayr, so, I mean, that would have said, Mehemet Loima, that he's believed to say, oh, Shurav Ashur Acher, that he sodomized another ox. Yeah, Avalei Shur, but not his own ox. Because the Beshayri and Shaykh L'chalik ben Ainz L'Rasim, because obviously, and evidently that's the point, because in his own ox, it's not like the difference between Ainz L'Rasim, so, and that's the equivalent of what we're saying over here by Plin Ravan L'Rtaini. We're not saying, oh, it wasn't the Ratzin that was L'Ainz. No, we're saying that we're just not making it about you. Chemuchach, so to his obvious, Ahud Zabar, the Gemara later on the Chofeim at Aleph. The Chad Omer once says, L'didi, according to me, Ezvin B'Rebisa, that, that one says that he testifies regarding that person that he took a loan on Ribbis. And the Mehemen that he's believed, Shehelva B'Ribbis, that the loan was with Ribbis, Abalali today, but not for himself. And again, this is the same point that we're saying, that we say it regarding two different gufim. And B'Teid, you should know, because the Mayu Koyin Nosa Choysai. So, that if you had a Koyin that was married to someone's sister, V'huva Achim Eidna, so him and someone else, they testify that Shaplaini Bo Aleha, that this other guy had relations with her. Now, Svari he l'Rava, it's a Svar to Rava, the Minstar from Lahargai, that they combined to kill him. Avalei Lahargai, but not to kill her. Avalei Isha Bala, even to make her forbidden on her husband. Avbish in the Seres Ba'inis, even though the Eishat Kohen gets forbidden with the Ainis. Then that's because we're dividing his words, and that's such a situation that we say that we believe him regarding that. That this guy had relations with this woman prohibitively, but we don't believe him that it was on his sister. And if that's the case, he didn't have relations with her at all. Now, since there's Vavgav the Hidrik Subis, although in the Gemara Subis, Yudchesim and Beis, Palginan, that we actually divide, and the Memninlu, that we believe them, Bamai Damri, that they say, Ksabidenu, who's there, that it was our handwriting. And, we believe in only what they said. It was a handwritten, but not regarding what they said. We were anus makom smamen. So you see that when mechalik the deeper even in one guf. So Tosis, no, that's afil the balei tamer the palgina. It's even without the rationale of palgina, that we believe them that that's the handwriting, and that doesn't depend at all with what they continue and say that we were anus. Ba'idish shleimer. Additionally, so it says what you could say is to answer the question from zechdik subis over there. Is that the Hasim Ksubis, during Ksubis, even the Kiyim Shtaris Rabbanan, since the whole halacha of validating documents rabbinic. Because really, they didn't Chazum al Shtar, and ask me, Shech Edus and Bezin, since the Gemara tells us in Ksubis over there, that really witnesses on the document is automatically, like it's already verified in court. So lo pagin the dibur lemeshan nuz mayim achmas nafasha. So we don't divide their words. It's already like mukumi deraisa. So we don't say we can divide the words to say that they were honest because of nafashas and to invalidate the document. Because really, mideraisa is really working. Now, ba'avka of the ashkechan, although we find the gemara gittin of chesma beis, but gittin dibura, we find that gabi evet shebi gita, regarding a slave that brings his get from Medin Sayam. And it's written over the Atzmach and the Suin Kanuilach that you and my assets are acquired to you. Damar over the Rabbi says Atzmachana that himself he acquires Ibn Chazalaykana and his assets he does not acquire. So it says Lay Dummy. That's not comparable. Why? Because the Hassam Kachanag Bechoshtar is the Amma. Because that's how we apply by all, you know, no comparison. Because by all starts, that's how we conduct ourselves. Because the get Isha, the get Shechar. Regarding those parts, Himni Rabbanon, the rabbis believed in like they befunded Nechvanechtam. Bashar Sharas is Trichakim, but other documents required Kiyim. So that's why we receive the words of the Eved that is Vashukhr, but regarding the other monetary parts, that needs a Kiyim, and that's not because we're coming to invalidate the Shtar because we're dividing the Dibur. You can't compare it to the situation of Zakhti Tzubis that we want to invalidate the Shtar because of dividing his words.